The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, March 29th. Look at us rolling into Palm Sunday already on Sunday. Stephen Moore is the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics. This is the man that bought the greatest economy America has ever seen in the Trump administration. Kind enough to join us live on the radio right now. Stephen, welcome back to the show. How you doing? How you doing?
Hi, Joe. It's good to be with you, boy. Yeah, I think every day that we see Biden in the White House, more and more people come up to me and say, gee, I liked it more when Trump was president. The economy, we didn't have double-digit inflation and high gas prices and all of these problems. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but our friend Donald Trump is surging in the polls in the last few weeks all of a sudden.
You know, people get upset. Oh, talking about Trump this, Trump that. They have a concerted effort to take him down. That's what's happening with this all these lawsuits and everything going after
outrageous.
Him. It's insane.
Totally
but
outrageous.
You know what? And put aside, and you and I both agree, the rhetoric's got to stop. We just want to slow it down and just tone down everything. But for you to be in the Oval Office.
I saw the president a couple weeks ago, and you know, we had a nice conversation.
Yeah,
and
looks
and
great.
I said, you know, my one piece of advice to you, Mr. President, is stop the trash talking. You know, he kind of smiled at me, you know. But I don't know if he'll ever do that, but I don't like the trash talking. But I love his record. I love what he does. You know, even my liberal friends, they say, yeah, I don't like what Trump says this and that. And I said, didn't you like the economy? Didn't you like the policy? Yeah, I like the policy.
I know. I'd love to talk to you about Trump, too. And I am guilty as charged. People will vilify me. I'm not objective because I've known him 40 years, worked with him in Lexington.
Sure.
So, when I see him, let me just put this out there. When Stephen Moore is with Stephen Mnuchin, I say this every time we're together, Peter Navarro, and you're with the great Larry Kudlow.
Larry Kudlow,
I had a pension then. Stephen, I don't care. This guy Biden's destroying everything, so don't you vilify me, who I voted for. Look what happened when we handed everything off to you, and I don't hate the other side. Look at you, and let's go, if I may, to an article here I'm reading from the Boston Herald. This is Stephen Moore. Honey, Joe Biden just shrunk our pension. I mean, this is like he doesn't understand. And it's not him. Whoever's running the White House, those third tier, lifelong shadow government, lifelong bureaucrats, deep state kind of people, they're destroying the country. Stephen, help me out. Can we recover from this? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, let me explain this latest thing, because what's going on with the pensions, because I think people need to be aware of this. I bet a lot of your listeners know this already, so forgive me, folks, if you already know this. But so Biden had his first veto last week, and it was a bill that basically goes back to the Trump era policy that was passed in a bipartisan way, saying, look, don't use this ESG stuff where they, basically putting politics over your pensions. And what they're doing is saying, oh, we don't like this industry, so you can't invest in this one and not that one and not the energy companies and not that company. And so what's happening is people's retirement funds are being hurt by that. And this is a violation of what I call has traditionally been called the fiduciary duty of these fund managers to give you the best return. Now, if an individual, I want to be clear about this, if an individual doesn't want to buy oil companies with their money, that's fine. This is a free country. You can invest in whatever you want to, right?
Yep.
But these are funds that have a duty to you in your pension fund, your lifetime savings, Joe, are being put, they're putting politics ahead of the profits of the funds, and that means people are losing money. That means, you know, if they want to retire to Arizona or Florida and buy a house, they might not have the money to do it because they're you know, playing politics with this. I think it's outrageous. And yet Biden vetoed the bill that would have returned to the Trump rule when people did great with their pensions and their, because the stock market did so well. You know, it hasn't done well for 14 months now. And by the way, the top performing stock last year was oil and gas companies, and these ESG funds all sold their oil and gas company stocks rather than buying them. I mean, God, how stupid is that?
And what Steve is talking about is it's environmental, social, and corporate governance.
Right.
And that's what ESG stands for. So that allows the government to take your pension and welfare and to invest it into, windmills so whales keep washing up on the Jersey Shore. It's ridiculous.
By the way, you know, I want to be clear on this. You know, if a matter of social conscience, when you're investing your own money, you know, you can invest whatever you want to. It's, as I said, it's a free country. But when they're doing it without your knowledge and your approval, you know, I have a big problem with that. I think a lot of people do, and I don't understand. And by the way, you start playing politics with people's pensions, that's when people get very angry.
Yeah, it's so true. And reading Stephen's article here, workers and retirees are angry about this decision, as they should be. ESG is effectively a tax on your retirement funds. And you know, I was on Fox and Friends First this morning. We jumped on with Todd and Ashley. I do a great job on that show. And they were talking about how New York City, now some guys on the New York City Council, they want to change the name of Citi Field for the Mets because Citi Field invests in oil companies. So I said they should call it Fossil Field. They should call it Fossil Field.
And they should
put an oil well right in center field. Oil well right in center field. Come on. Just do it if they're going to do it. Because if not, they're going to put windmills out in center field of Citi Field, for crying out loud. And you know what? That narrative, this whole Green New Deal narrative, is wrong, Stephen Moore. It's wrong.
You know why? Because this country was built on fossil fuels. We need, you know, look, we need all forms of energy. I'm not against, you know, building some windmills and having solar power. But come on, we got 3/4 of our energy from oil, gas, and coal. We're not going to overnight switch to, you know, the old fashioned, you know, like we're in the Middle Ages and use windmills. And so it's dangerous to basically say, kill the oil and gas industry. That's what makes our, you know, that's what causes the electric power to come out of the switch in your house. People don't understand where their energy comes from. I give speeches at some of the top universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Northwestern, Duke, and I ask these kids, do you know where your energy, you know, where your electricity comes from? Yeah, it comes right out of that little socket right there. And you see that? that comes right out of there. They don't understand where the energy comes from. I say these young kids, they're not going to love all this green energy when one of these days they put the charger in and no power is coming out. Yeah. And that's happened in California. Let's not do that to the rest of the country.
That's exactly right. And also,
brownouts.
And you know what it takes to run those windmills, Stephen Moore, my friend? Oil. They got to put oil, and that's good. I don't know how they do
that. Minerals that they won't allow us to mine for. So,
slave labor in the Congo, kids, $2 a day digging up cobalt. It's inexcusable. Before we let you go, Stephen, this is a great article. Like Stephen says, I try to be socially conscientious myself as an investor. I don't like the politics of Ben and Jerry's, but you do give in sometimes because the ice cream's so good. The left tried to stage boycotts.
I know.
And the left tried to stage boycotts against Chick-fil-A because of some of the owner's social policy views, but the chicken sandwiches are so popular that failed. Leave our money alone. Keep our pensions strong. We need it. Stephen, thank you for fighting for us always, man.
Yeah.
Always appreciate it.
And I'm sorry. I do, folks. I have to admit, sometimes I do have the chunky mucky Jerry Garcia, and I love that ice cream, but I don't like their politics. But you know I'm making my own decision. I'm not having the government make the decision for me. Okay.
Amen. Well said, Stephen. Keep up the fight, my friend, and thank you for joining us, Stephen. We appreciate it so very, very much. Okay. You too, my friend. Stephen Moore right there at the Joe Piscopo Show, resident scholar of economics. By the way, chairman of FreedomWorks Task Force on Economic Revival, Stephen, former Trump economic advisor and author of Govzilla, how the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy and our freedom. Amen. And by the way, we got 8:14. We got some time here for a second. But I have to tell you about the energy thing. Please understand, I get upset about the windmills. I like everything green. I'll tell you once, I'll tell you a thousand times, when I was down the shore surfing. Yes, we surf in New Jersey. And it was awful in the 70s. It got so dirty. Syringes on the shore. I still talk about jokes. I joke about that in Jersey. And it was the garbage from New York dumped in the Atlantic Ocean. And it was awful. Then we said, let's clean it up. And Senator Bill Bradley at the time, God bless him, stepped in, would walk the beach every spring. He said, I'm going to do my beach walk, try to clean it up. And that impetus really carried on. We cleaned it up. You could see whales. You could see dolphins. We were surfing. We'd see, ooh, we thought it was a shark. A big dolphin would come up, you know. You look at dolphins in the Jersey Shore. They would come up and say, what are you looking at? No, but that was like they were there. And it was clean. And now they're going to put windmills off the... Why? And you know when I see the windmills burning and crashing and burning, it takes oil to build it. What you have to do, you will destroy the whole environment of the beachfront, the ocean. I'm telling you right now, they don't know what they're doing. Why didn't we vote on that? And when I see a windmill, a picture of a windmill burning and crashing and burning, right? And now, then I send it to the New Jersey Assembly, Democrats and Republicans, the New Jersey Senate, Democrat and Republicans, to Governor Murphy. How are we not allowed to vote on that? I mean, I'm a Jersey Shore guy. We love the Jersey. Why aren't we allowed to vote on that? And we're not. Somehow they just go, and they're continuing to do it. And thank God for Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who's been on the show many times, fighting the fight. And we want to do a Jersey, I'm going to get together with some Tony Perry, some of the Monmouth County mayors of Middletown and Kenitra, Mayor Kenitra there in Point Pleasant Beach. And we want to do like some kind of awareness concert of Save the Whales. Look where we are. What's wrong with these people? Hey, by the way, we got a couple minutes. All right, we're going to take your pick. You want to play... let's play the Cenk Uygur cut, if I may, Joe Sibilia. Let me just set it up. There's a show called Young Turks, and it's way left. Great guys, though. Great guys. I've been on the show. And Cenk's a great guy. He really is. Just completely way to the left, you know? So, and I don't usually play that because I always tell you, if I want to hear from CNN, if I want to hear from MSNBC, I'll watch those networks, but I don't, because I want the truth and I don't feel like they're being truthful with us. But I got to go to Cenk, who, he's an associate and a really decent guy. But after the shooting in that, this was before the shooting in Nashville, about this whole trans thing. We don't care what you are. We love you anyway. We don't care. But this is what Cenk says about the trans community, Joe, if you would. Thank you.
They are targeted more than any other group in America. And if anyone should get guns, it should be trans Americans.
Oof.
Okay?
Oof.
Because I'm worried for them. I'm worried that the right-wing lunatics are going to attack them, as they have over and over again. And by the way, it's not just right-wing lunatics. Other people attack trans folks as well.
You know, that's, you know, now I'm not going to attack Cenk because he's a good guy. And I really like him. A good guy. Great broadcaster, by the way. But he's so wrong on this. And we invite him on the show. We don't care what you are. Is it because I was in entertainment? And I know the trans... Sure, you want to be... Sure, we don't care. But why do you have to teach it to our children? That's the problem. We're not attacking trans. People who love this country aren't attacking trans. No one's attacking trans. No one is. That's a false narrative. It's a lie. It's, again, a lie. Now you're going to inflame the wackos like this kid that killed six people in Nashville the other day. Why would you say that about trans? What we the people... Not conservatives, whatever you want to call us, moderates. I think I'm more a moderate than anything else, but I'm a lover of the United States of America, heart and soul. And I don't think you can't take people who want to become different sexes and teach it to our kids in school. That is unacceptable. That's unacceptable, and that is wrong. Leave the kids out of it. That's the argument. You want to be trans? We don't care. God bless you anyway. Please don't act like you're the saving grace of the world, and do not use guns. Hey, Joe on the radio, and Debbie's on the roads at 8:19 on AM 970. The Answer. Deb, how we doing out there? We'll get the weather in a second. Traffic-wise, Debbie's got you covered. And then Mike Davis is going to join us on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. We've got some major problems still on 78 over in Hunterdon County. 78 westbound exit 17. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer on the shoulder, but then you are bumper to bumper into exit 15 in Clinton Township. It's that overturned tandem tractor trailer. Everything closed on 78 westbound out in Clinton Township. You'll be diverted around that. You're seeing tons of volume trying to get around that to get back on 78. Let's see what's happening on 95. 95 northbound, getting up toward exit 4 in Greenwich. It looks like an accident there. The right lane is blocked. Inbound towards Washington Bridge, 30 minutes into town. Lincoln 40, Holland 40 to 45. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to 3 westbound at Grove Street in Clifton with a collision there as well. Sunny today, high in the 50s. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Thank you, Debbie Newham. Can I tell you about Dottie Herman and Ion Real Estate? You got to listen, 10 o'clock right here on AM 970, The Answer. That is on Saturday mornings. So I always tell you, by the way, around the country, around the world, stream Dottie Herman if you're going out and about to check property. Can I tell you what's good in real estate? I have a great instinct and done by the grace of God, very good in real estate. I have no idea what to tell you now. I can't get a handle on it. Anything that could come out of this administration, I'm totally confused about. You know, it was great. In the last administration, I saw, forget about that. Real estate was booming. Now, I don't know. So you turn to Dottie Herman. She's the vice chair of Douglas Elliman. She will give you the inside track of what's hot in real estate. You can stay one step ahead in today's seller's market. If you want to be part of the industry, you know what? Ion Real Estate will tell you about that. But I always tell you this, and as you listen around the country, you could podcast the show at am970theanswer.com. But 10 o'clock East Coast time on Saturdays, before you go out and check out property, listen to Dottie Herman. She is the vice chair of Douglas Elliman and is a real estate legend. And we have her on the station. How cool is that? So tune in Saturday mornings, if you would, to Ion Real Estate, 10 o'clock in the morning, to Dottie Herman on AM 970. The Answer, Ion Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is disgusted by the president's response.
He wanted to address the school shooting hours after it happened. And this is what he said.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs.
How could the president of the United States minimize this kind of an awful, catastrophic event? It's obscene.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Broadway House for Continuing Care. That's what we love telling you about, and we always tell you about. Now, I'm doing a gala there. It's April 27th. We invite you to come down right there in Newark. All right, and I'm telling you, I love telling you this. It's going to be fun. We're going to be I'm going to be your master of ceremonies. We're going to be in the ballroom right at Broadway House, and we invite you to come in and help out this great organization, which is, as you heard us talk about earlier, this is the safety net for folks who have who are homeless, drug addicted, HIV, AIDS. It's long-term care. It consistently earns at Broadway, has a 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's the highest rating from those organizations. You know, and also they have it's recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. So when we go down there, and you heard us on Friday when we broadcast from the Broadway House with Mr. James Gonzalez, with Dr. Rudy Manera, and with Lois, and all the queen of quality, by the way, they're called a Nurse Lois. It's just a great organization with great people, caring like I've never seen before. And I'm so proud to be able to tell you about it on the radio. How cool is that? You know, you're not going to hear it, but I'm going to tell you, great things are happening. This is in Newark, New Jersey, by the way. Again, the hometown of my parents. It's the Broadway House. They believe that their residents deserve a chance for a new life. So I ask you to help me help Broadway House. You go to BroadwayHouse.org. I'll see you there at the gala April 27th. We're going to honor some great folks. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies, and we're going to be doing some shtick and some fun and some music. We got a great tight band that we're going to have, and we invite you to go to BroadwayHouse.org. That's BroadwayHouse.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Davis is founder of the Article 3 Project, a former law clerk for Justice Neil Gorsuch and a former chief counsel for nominations for the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Mike, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, do we know this whole Trump situation, like Donald Trump or not, Mike Davis, from Alvin Bragg, not to mention what's happening in Georgia and then what's happening, down in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, they just won't let it go. Do you think we will ever find out if Donald Trump is going to be indicted, or will Bragg just let this the Manhattan DA, who's bringing these what look like ridiculous charges against Donald Trump, do you think this will just go away, Mike?
Well, I hope it goes away, because these are completely bogus, trumped-up charges that Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is looking at for President Trump. President Trump settled a nuisance civil claim back in 2016 to make Stormy Daniels go away. That's pretty routine for wealthy business people to make nuisance claims go away. And Alvin Bragg, previously, when he worked for the New York Attorney General's office, he pushed the previous Manhattan DA to decline a potential prosecution of President Trump for this. And then the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office also declined to prosecute. So did the Federal Election Commission for a potential federal election violation. Fast forward a couple of years now, and Alvin Bragg is trying to repackage what would at best be a misdemeanor with a 2-year statute of limitations, and trying to transform it into a federal campaign finance felony by bootstrapping several laws. It's bogus. It's trumped up. They previously declined this. This is purely political, and they're trying to get Trump. And this is part of the pattern, like you said, with Special Counsel Jack Smith going after President Trump for the non-crime of President Trump having his presidential records in the office of former president of Mar-a-Lago, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act. And then you have Fulton County, Georgia, DA Fannie Willis, another Democrat, looking at going after President Trump for the non-crime of objecting, pushing people to object to the presidential election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887, and Democrats did it for Republican wins in 1969, 2001, 2005, and 2017. So this is part of an organized Democrat campaign to get Trump. They're afraid they can't beat him at the polls, so they just want to indict him.
This is so bizarre. It's scary, man. And then Matt Taibbi, the guy that dropped the Elon Musk, the noted journalist, if I may, who dropped all that Elon Musk, the Twitter files that showed how the government was just really stepping in and taking away free speech, what that was about. The IRS shows up at his door, Mike. The IRS shows up at Matt Taibbi's door. Doesn't even call. A lawyer doesn't even call. This is Third Reich stuff, man. It's getting serious out there in the United States of America, Mike Davis.
Yeah, this is the Matt Taibbi case is really outrageous. He testified on March 9th before Jim Jordan's weaponization committee about Twitter's illegal collusion with the Biden administration to censor Americans. And they show up at his doorstep to talk about pretextual issues from his 2018 to 2021 tax returns. They say he didn't e-file them or something silly like that, where he had the receipt showing he e-filed. It is felony obstruction of a congressional investigation, 18 U.S.C., 1505, to intimidate or retaliate against Americans for testifying before Congress. It is outrageous what they've done here.
Oh, you're citing the laws. God bless you, Mike Davis. Thanks for your fight. And this is, so you go with Alvin Bragg, and we know, by the way, you can't even walk down the streets of New York. You know, this guy's more concerned with Donald Trump. So that's ridiculous. I don't know that it comes into an indictment. In any case, let's go to Georgia for a second, where Donald Trump calls the Secretary of State, says, look, there's got to be some votes around. The election was over, but Emily Kors, that four person in the grand jury, is she still there? That goofy gal that just went on and like she, I can't wait to talk with Donald Trump. I want to ask him questions. It isn't that room for an absolute mistrial right there because of what this four woman did?
Yeah, I mean, she was a partisan hack, and she was the four person for this Fulton County grand jury again. Yeah. What they're alleging Trump did was that he somehow committed a crime by putting political pressure on elected officials to challenge the election. That's only a crime in third world Marxist hellholes to challenge elections. That is protected by the First Amendment. It is protected by the Electoral Count of 1887. This is crazy. This is, again, we've talked about this before. This is not our parents or grandparents' Democrat Party. These aren't liberals who love America and just disagree with conservatives on the best way to get there. These are leftists. These are Marxists. These are crazies.
And before we let you go, Mike, we appreciate this so much. You're so on top of this, my brother. This special counsel, this Jack Smith guy with the Mar-a-Lago situation, as a layman, you know this. You're right in the heat of the battle, and we speak to you as a layman. When we see them going after Trump about Mar-a-Lago and some of those documents from the presidential documents, that indeed, like you said, he has all the right in the world to have as a former president, we bypass everything that Biden is doing. And it started to heat up with China, with Ukraine, the payments to the Biden family, the payments from China to UPenn and the Biden Center. Wait, all of a sudden, that's going away. And this guy, Jack Smith, and the press, the mainstream media is all over it because it's Trump. Are we ever going to see the criminality of the Biden family? Will that ever come to fruition, or will they indeed bury that as well?
Well, I mean, this is why it's so important that House Republicans and their weaponization committee, Jim Jordan, I've been a pretty strong critic of him in the past. I'm starting to turn the ship and be more of a fan because I think he's starting to deliver.
Yep.
But you know what? You have two systems of justice in America, one for the left and one for everyone else. And so we can't have that. That is the recipe for a third world banana republic. We can't allow that to happen. President Trump had the absolute statutory right under the Presidential Records Act to have his records in the office of former president in Mar-a-Lago. That's why you get congressionally funded staff with security clearances, secure office space, Secret Service protections. Former vice presidents absolutely do not have that same right. Biden stole President Obama's classified records. That's espionage. Biden had these in several different locations, unguarded, several different sets of records unguarded. And there's evidence that his scumbag son, Hunter Biden, used those classified records to secure funding from his illegal deals in China and Ukraine. The FBI needs to get on top of this. This new special counsel, Garland's new special counsel, needs to get on this. At the end of the day, it is Garland's decision whether to indict or not indict for both Trump and Biden. So he can try to hide behind special counsels all he wants. Under the special counsel regulations, they report to him. So this is on Garland's doorstep.
Yeah, well said. Mike Davis, thank you. You know, we see it. We understand it. You back it up with fact and with references to actual laws that are on the books. Thank you for that, Mike. Please keep the fight, Mike Davis, and come back when you can, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Founder of Article 3 Project. I'm telling you, and you got, I'm telling you, again, objectively, this is so wrong what's happening in this country. And them going after, you could hate Trump. It's not Trump. It's you and me. They can do that. If the IRS could show up at the door of Matt Taibbi, a noted journalist, and he's trying to speak the truth in Congress, the IRS shows up. I'm telling you, you got to put your seatbelt on. It's, you know what? And that's why I fight so hard to try to get this country back. Chad Ayers is former assistant SWAT team commander, founder of Proactive Response Group. And Chad's going to break down what happened in Nashville, how bold those brilliant police officers were after that horrific shooting in Nashville. We'll get into that with Chad in a minute. Tommy Lahren on the show and Michael Goodwin as well. And you always at 877-970-2999. Al's in the newsroom. And then we'll try to grab some calls if we can in the midst of all this busy morning. It's a Wednesday. It's March 29th. Al has the news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York is inching closer to prohibiting the use of gas stoves in new buildings, and not everyone is happy about it. State lawmakers may include new legislation in the upcoming budget to prohibit gas stoves from being used in new buildings, single-family homes, and commercial properties by 2025. If passed, New York would be the first in the nation to target gas and fossil fuel appliances through legislation, with California and Washington already doing so via building codes. Governor Hochul and the Democratic-led legislature are pushing for the move, citing recent studies that found pollutants from gas stoves can cause respiratory and health issues, and they are facing vigorous pushback from GOP lawmakers. The day after the New Jersey Attorney General's office took over the Paterson Police Department, residents and community activists rallied at City Hall to demand accountability in the police force. At the same time as the rally last night, community members packed the city council meeting inside, where residents also called for the resignation of Mayor Andre Saya. The Paterson Police Department has been racked by scandal after several officers pleaded guilty to corruption-related charges. Most recently, community outrage was sparked this month by the fatal police-involved shooting death of violence intervention activist Najee Seabrooks. In sports, Rangers extend their winning streak to 3 games. They blew out the Columbus Blue Jackets 6-2 at MSG. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's take a ride to the FDR Drive North in the 70s. A stalled car slowing everybody down. Watch for delays as you head over to the Henry Hudson North at the Moshaloo with an accident over on the Island Straight Path getting into Little East Neck Road in West Babylon. It's an accident there as well. Problems continue on 78 westbound. Everything closed by exit 15 over in Clinton Township. It's an overturned tandem tractor trailer. The accident happened at 4 this morning. Bumper to bumper, 78 westbound through that area to try to get around it. Watch for delays on 195 westbound, getting out toward exit 11 into Upper Freehold. Accident on the shoulder. And 3 westbound at Grove Street in Clifton. It's an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today with a high going up into the mid-50s. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Sponsored by Steel. There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or Home Depot. Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
I love telling you about Perillo Tours. You know, they're starting their 78th year in business with vacations to Italy, now Hawaii, Spain, and Greece too. Join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo tour. It's a Perillo Piscopo tour that we have come up. We have customized this tour. We have made a VIP. Steve Perillo meticulously has got the five-star hotels in Sicily. We're going to Rome for 3 nights, plenty of time to see the most important sights and a private dinner performance by yours truly. And next, we fly to Sicily for 3 nights in beautiful Taormina with special day trips along the coast, including Savoca, Forza d'Agro, sites of the where they filmed the Godfather scenes in the Godfather films. Oh, yeah. And also, we have a wonderful wine tasting at Mount Etna. Then on to Palermo for 3 additional nights before flying home. Now, I know you. I talk to you. You say, hey, Joe, are you going to Perillo tour? Are you going on the Perillo Piscopo Sicily tour? This is Rome and Sicily. It's a very specialized upscale VIP tour that we've come up with. We are so pleased. So many people are on it. We got it. It's locked, okay? We are opening it up a little bit more to allow folks to come in. So please call as soon as you can. Janice and the great team is standing by. We love Janice. You will too. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. It's October 18th. To the 28th, and to find out everything about it, and we'd love to see you on this trip, but you got to get in on it now. Please go to perillotours.com.
Honey, is our car still under warranty?
Not anymore.
My sister just got an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yep, Ox will cover our repair bills if anything happens to the car, new brakes, a transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, we pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed for us? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance? What's the number?
800-294-7524. Ox has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike the other warranty companies. We should call now. 800-294-7524.
All right, the last thing we need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote, 800-294-7524, or online at oxcarcare.com. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with the major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care today, 800-294-7524.
Joe Piscopo, tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We love Michael's of Brooklyn, and you will too when you go out there, because the hospitality, the Italian-American authenticity that you will experience once you walk in the door and you see Fred there, and then you could smell the sauce being made, gravy, call it what you will. It's made right there, Avenue R and Nostrand, Brooklyn, New York, right there. Where Michael's of Brooklyn has been for all those years. So you walk in, you go, gosh, that is fantastic. It smells, and you walk in, everybody's happy. There's a great bar there at Michael's of Brooklyn. Great bar, piano player, people walking around. Michael's working the room. Fred is working the room. Johnny and Marianne. It's like being at a family member's house. I'm telling you, and you can't invent that. And the cuisine, all made from scratch. You got to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, check out the sauce as you listen around the country. Check out, I know you order it, michaelsofbrooklyn.com. We love you for that. Check out in your supermarkets. I was in Florida, public supermarket, boom, Michael's of Brooklyn, front and center. In the meantime, you can call 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. And you could tell, look, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. You want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn has been serving that community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it's at 8:42. Chad Ayer is kind enough to join us, former assistant SWAT team commander and founder of Proactive Response Group. Chad, welcome to the show, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning.
It's great to be here, Joe.
Well, give us your overview, if you would. This is what you do about what happened in Nashville. It keeps happening again and again. There are, I think, solutions to stop it. But give us your take on it, Chad, if you would, sir.
You know, just absolutely crushed, right? We have 6 innocent lives that were lost, and it's just absolutely devastating. You know, active shooter events are up 53% in the last 2 years. So this is no longer a topic we can brush under the table, but kudos to the National Police Department, their response, I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. You know, we train over and over for this. They went in, they pressed to the sound of gunfire, eliminated the threat. But again, there are things. Look, there's layers of protection in place at these schools, but we've got to do a better job providing valuable, effective training and not just checking a box on this subject.
Yeah, it's true. And then, boy, I tell you, if you saw the video of Officer Michael Colazzo and Rex Engelberg just going in, not even thinking about it, going in, rifle first, that was a reference. That's the way you're supposed to go in, Chad, is that right? You rifle first, so if the shooter is there, he'll see the rifle shoot, but not harm the individual who is the police officer, correct?
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, if I have a rifle there, someone with me with a rifle, I'm going to definitely send them in first. If I'm first on scene and all I have is a pistol, hey, I'm going in with my pistol. I'm not waiting on backup. I've got to go in there. Every second could be another life.
Yeah, and so what needs? So we talk with folks. They tell us perimeters, and like Andrew Pollock, who lost his daughter. I keep quoting Andrew this morning because he's a good buddy of mine. Great guy. Oh, lost his daughter at Parkland. Chad, I mean, just breaks your heart every day. This poor guy, he went into Florida. They put perimeters around the school, one point of entrance. It's terrible that we got to do this, but and resource officers. Why don't they keep? What is the problem with putting police officers that I see? Thank God at my children's schools, there's cops outside. Isn't that where you should start, Chad?
No, absolutely. So, like I mentioned, and I'm up here in Boston. I flew in last night, teaching an active shooter course this morning here in Boston area. Layers of protection are great, right? Key card access, locked doors, school resource officers, things like that. That's awesome. The thing is, layers of protection can be beat, right? The most secured home in America, someone still tries to jump the fence about once a week. So I'm all about having layers of protection. What I'm getting at, Joe, is this. There's a lack of training in schools. There's funding out there, but there's a lack of training. Yeah. A lot of these school districts are showing a six-minute video saying, yeah, we do our active shooter training. And then we're, you know, in these active shooter drills or the training, they're saying, let's shove kids to the corner of a room. Well, there's all your targets right there. We have to start evaluating. Right. Are we providing great training or are we just checking a box?
Yeah, this is great what you're saying. They do. They put the kids together, hunker down, and that's not the way to do it, right? And I know when, and I've told this, said this many times, Chad, on the show, is when I go, you know, to a school and I see not one but two police cars, and I see a police officer locked and loaded, walking there. That is a deterrent to these, forgive the expression, these nut jobs that are out there and these killers that are out there. The deterrent is there once a police officer is seen by this potential killer, correct?
Oh, absolutely. But again, you know, we do see these events take place in locations where school resource officers are at, right? When you get to the mine, when you got such a sick-minded person that wants to go in there and murder a bunch of little elementary school kids, there's really nothing that's going to stop them. At all. So again, I tell people all the time, I cannot prevent an active shooter event from happening anywhere. What I can do is try to minimize those casualties and increase the chance of survival. And, you know, I think it's important. I've got a niece the same age as these victims, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
You know, to see that. So, you know, we have to have conversations. And really, like I said, I know I keep saying it, but we have to start doing a better job training. We revert back, Joe, to our training. There's a lack of training on this across the country.
Yeah. Could there be a national? Do you think that's what I want to hear from the president, by the way, what you're saying, Chad, before we let you go. I mean, shouldn't the president, look, we have we're instilling a national plan on how to protect our schools. Wouldn't that be something that, rather, as opposed to blaming the guns and making it a political issue? They say exactly what you said.
100%. Huh? If we could get more funding out there for training, because that's what we hear a lot of times. Hey, I don't have the funding for it, you know. Versus the, you know, the president coming up talking about the ice cream that he has upstairs as soon as this event happens. I mean, my God, it's time we stop blaming the guns on this thing. We've got sick minded people. You can take away assault rifles. You can take away whatever. Guess what? When someone wants to kill a bunch of people, they'll use a vehicle, they'll use an edged weapon, they'll use a blunt object. We can't change the mindset of sick individuals, but what we can do is provide valuable funding and training to these school districts and these teachers.
Chad Ayers, thank you so much. Keep the fight. All the best up there in Boston. And thanks for, you know, helping the kids in schools. God bless you, Chad. Please come back when you can, okay?
Would love to, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Chad Ayers, a former assistant SWAT team commander. Oof. Founder of Proactive Response Group. Could you go into a school like that? And, you know, oh man, how these guys do that? And these gals do this. They go in and they run right in like we saw with Officer Colazzo and Engelbert down there in Nashville. It would have been so much more, it would have been horribly worse. Let me put it that way. But you know what? This is the solution. Okay. 4 hours on the air. We're going to break. The solution is this. Maybe the president goes, we are instilling or whoever's running for president, we are instilling a program and on how to keep schools safe. And here's what we're doing. No, stop with the guns. Stop with the guns. There's going to be whack jobs out there. We're going to have mental illness walk-in centers, you know. So if there's somebody that's mentally ill. But like in Colorado, like Andrew Pollack said himself, they were frisking this guy they knew was a nut. And they frisk him, and then he still shoots. Because he had a gun. And then what like Andrew said, what are you going to do if you're a school teacher and you're frisking? I mean, what is that? It's like when they say in New York, we need social workers. We don't need police officers. What's the social worker going to do when someone pulls a gun out? The wackos are out there, as Chad just said. There should be a national initiative on this. And it should come. It's got to come from the political candidates at front and center. Hey, Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads all morning long. Debbie Duhaime, how you doing? Hi. Deb, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing? Everything good? Same busy?
We did early morning TV on Fox and Friends First with Todd and Ashley, right?
Right.
Todd Pirro from Verona. So it was like old home week, right?
Yep.
So I said, I got my three-piece suit on, and I'm going to go to my mom's and surprise her with my purple. It's purple.
That's nice, too. I like the blue one. Purple, nice.
And I have purple shoes. Purple shoes. Come on.
I love it. Are you kidding?
I'm from Bloomfield Avenue. Can you tell?
Purple shoes? Oh, my gosh. They must be fabulous.
Violet, maybe the muted violet. How was that? Is that better than purple?
Oh, that sounds nice.
There you go.
You know what? I always love when a man has nice shoes on with a suit. I don't like the sneaker look, personally, when they wear sneakers.
Right. I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Right. Wear nice shoes. I love that.
And we like when you wear your red heels, Deb. That's what we like, kid. That's it. Rock those heels, baby.
No problem.
851. Deb's on the roads on 970 The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out through Bohemia. It's an accident on the shoulder. If you're heading to Straight Path at Little East Neck Road over in West Babylon, a collision, that one involves a county police vehicle. Watch for delays on the Henry Hudson North at the Moshaloo with the collision. FDR Drive North in the 70s. It's a stalled vehicle. Free westbound at Grove Street in Clifton, a crash. 78 East exit 54 in Hillside. Accidents in the right lane and the local lanes. Still major issues on 78 westbound exit 17. Accident on the shoulder. Then on 78 westbound, everything still closed. Out by exit 15 in Clinton Township. It's all due to that overturned tandem tractor trailer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Today, it's Wellness Wednesday on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, the whole fruit and vegetable capsule, delivering your maximum nutrition in every dose. 100% whole food nutrition with the taste, smell, and color of pure fruits and veggies, as nature intended just for you. Try them now and see for yourself. 35% off and free shipping. Call now, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And don't miss Wellness Wednesday, tonight at 7 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time for business owners to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate
is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, will you call 800-4-RELIEF, please? 800, the number 4, the word relief, and go to relieffactor.com, and you're going to see the word resveratrol. What is that? That's an antioxidant. I know resveratrol as an antioxidant, but it also stops inflammation that causes what? Pain. You want no pain. And you can have no pain if you go to relieffactor.com. You'll see Icarian, fish oil, not an inkling taste of fish oil, by the way, in Relief Factor. And you got to stay on it. So we invite you to try the 3-week quick start that I keep telling you about. The 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. That's all it is, right? Less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain. You know what? I always tell you, honestly, if it doesn't work, fair enough. You tried it. And it's $19.95. You got nothing to lose. But in the meantime, if you call 800, the number 4, the word relief, you'll talk to some nice folks about Relief Factor. Any questions you have, they'll answer. And check out Relief Factor because you know what? It's 100% drug-free. And you know what else? Stop my pain in 5 days. Other people, 2 days. Marcia in Maryland, you know? Other people, 7 days. They tell me how Relief Factor has bettered their lives so they can live their life more independently and enjoy life more. It's what you deserve. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Hey, Jeff Nordine's at the weather answer desk. How you doing, Jeffrey? How we doing weather-wise today? Looks like a relatively nice day, yes?
Yes, it's a relatively nice day today, and then we're going to see some rain arrive a little bit later this evening, but it's only going to be a drizzle shower, nothing that really is going to affect your evening plan. So leading up to it, enjoy the day, because it's sunny to partly cloudy, 55 degrees, low tonight, 31, with a partly cloudy sky, and then we are going to be cooler tomorrow under the sunshine, the high reaching only 47. So definitely a cooler day, but look at this, Joe, we're going to go right back up. So Friday is cloudy to start, some afternoon rain. Rain showers, 56, and then it gets heavier overnight into Saturday where we could hear some rumbles of thunder, and the winds are going to be picking up as well. Out of the southwest, 15 to 25, and we could see gusts near 40. The high for the day, Joe, you ready for this? 70 degrees.
Wow. When is that, Jeff? When is that?
Saturday.
Oh, we're loving that, man. Oh, good. That is definitely pretty much we'll be swimming. We're going to be swimming pretty soon. Come on,
did
summer.
You open the pool?
Not yet, please. I get, you know, I'm working. I'm going to Florida. Then it's 100 degrees. Then I got to come back because I got to work.
Oh,
but
man.
It's all. I know. It's all good. It's all good, though. We'll get there. And I have a feeling we're going to bypass. We bypassed winter. Now we're going to bypass spring. Go right into summer.
No.
Now you think we got a nice springtime? All right. We'll look forward to it. All right. Hey, listen, Jeff. Thank you. Well done. Always, my young friend. Great job. Hey, it's coming up at 9 o'clock. We may be able to grab the calls at 9 o'clock. Yeah, because Tommy Lahren is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, but we should get some calls off the top of the hour, okay? Fox News commentator Tommy Lahren is a host of Tommy Lahren is Fearless on Outkick. You got to check Outkick with Tommy, T-O-M-I. Michael Goodwin, always love Michael on the show, always great, and just a vital chat with the chief political columnist for the great New York Post. Joe on the radio. The number is 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Oh, what a morning. You know, we got the answers. We are the answer. Aren't we the answer? We are the answer. Joey Sebelius here. Albert Cotullo is here. Debbie's here for traffic. And Cara Fusaro is now tweeting out everything that you need to know. And I'll be retweeting everything you need to know. So stay tuned, okay? We got a big hour coming up. AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo. On the radio.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.